Baba Basra, Daf Peches, Amud Aleph, page 88, side 8. And we're dealing with Kigoyin Shenetola Lamud, that the storekeeper took the pitcher in order to measure with it the oil that he's going to give to the child. And with this, he was obligated in guarding it. And it was prohibited for him to return it to the child, even though that from the beginning there was here a loss knowingly when they send with the child. And like Rabbe, this is the same halacha as the halacha Rabbe. The Omar Rabbe says in Bava Metzia Lamed Amud Beis, with regards to a Talmud Chacham or an older person who sees a Metzia, a find, and it is not honorable for him to occupy himself with returning it, so the halacha is that he's exempt and he's potter from returning it. Nevertheless, if he saw an animal and he banged it with a stick, nischayivbo, he has been obligated to return it. And likewise here, even though that the storekeeper is exempt on the pitcher, since it was the father who gave it over in the hands of the child, and therefore this is considered to be an aveda midas, knowingly lost because he is the one that gave it to him. But nevertheless, if the storekeeper took it in order to measure, he has obligated himself to guard it, and it's prohibited for him to give it back to the child. So the Gemara asks, "Hey, Mordo, Rabbe, when did Rabbe say it's possible? The Rabbe didn't say that when you bang it, your chayiv is only by bale chayiv. It's only by living animals, because dan kitinu nigra baraiso, because with the bang that he banged them, he got them used to run away and to go far, and that's why he is obligated. But kihai gabna, but in this case, that the storekeeper didn't do any damage with his act, miyomar, did he then also Rabbi say that he's obligated in watching it? The Gemara gives another answer, Elamar Rava, but Rava says, Ani va'ari shebechabura, I, and another Amoira, who was considered to be the lion of the group, meaning a very distinguished Amoira, Targi Minuha, we translated, we explained the Mishnah, Umanu, and who is that great Amoira, Rav Zeira? And this is why we explained, Hachem Mayas Kinnan, here we're dealing with storekeeper took it in order to measure for other people and not for the father of the child. And what is the halacha of a person who borrows an object without the knowledge of the owners is what they're arguing about. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, sovar, he holds that one who borrows something without the consent of the person, shoylavi, he is obligated like a borrower, and if he gives back the object, he returns the object to the place from which he took it, he has fulfilled his obligation, and from this point and on, he's exempt. Since the storekeeper returned the pitcher to the hands of the child from whom he took it, then he is no longer chayvid at all. Umar Sovar and the Rabbanan hold that one who borrows unknowingly from the person who is borrowing, gazlan habit, he is considered to be a thief, a gazlan, a robber, and he's obligated in the obligation of gazlan that he will not be exempt even if he returns the object to the place from where he took it, and he's obligated to watch it until he actually gives back the object to the hands of the owner. As the pasuk says in Vayikra, hey, pasuk of Gimel, it says Veheishis Agzela Asher Gozel. He has to give back the theft that he has robbed, and by returning the pitcher to the hands of the child, the storekeeper has not fulfilled the obligation of returning the object, and that's why he says it will be chayv. So now the Gemara is going to deal with the words of Shmuel himself that were brought down on Tezayin Amud Beis. But by the way, now the Gemara is going to explain it. Gufa. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Hanoitel Kli Min Ha'uman, one who takes a vessel from the craftsman, Levakre, in order to inspect it and see if it's a good one and he wants to buy it, or it's no good, he wants to return it. Venanas Biyodei, and then it happened, a mishap in his hand, falls out of his hand and it breaks. Chayev, he is responsible to pay for that, for the Kli. He has to buy it and he has to give him the money for it. So the Gemara explains, Vahani Mili, who the Kitsi Demei, that these words are when the price was set. In other words, that Shmuel's halacha were only set by a small items, a small item whose prices are known. And therefore, the buyer already relied to buy it at the time that he is raising it, because the assumption is we know the price, and therefore he will be chayiv when he has taken the object to his hands to inspect it. The Gemara brings now two stories in which the halacha was ruled, the ruling was similar to the halacha of Shmuel. The Gemara says, "Hu gamra," there was a story with a person, the ol lebei tabocha, that he entered into the house of the butcher who sells meat, and agba atma de bisra, and he raised a side of the animal to see if it's fat or lean, to know if he should buy it or not. Bahadi Duka Agba, at the time that he was raising it, also parasha marmamine. So there came a parash, a rider, one who rides on a horse, and grabbed it away from him. Also the Kamed Rebbe Yemer. So the butcher came and demanded the person for a din in front of Rebbe Yemer. Chayve l'shalume demei. So he obligated the person to pay the butcher the money for the meat. This halacha of Rabbi Yemer is only said in a way that the price of the meat was known, was set, and therefore at the ready at the time that he raised it, he was intending, his mind was counting on the buyer was counting on purchasing it if he will like it, and therefore it's his loss. An additional story: Hu gabra da aisei kori lefum nare. Person brought the diluvian squash to the edge of the river to sell them. Osikula alma, so all the people came. Shokul koro koro, each one took the squash to buy them, and since the owner of the squash didn't see who bought, who took him, and he didn't know from whom to ask the money, Amar Luhu. So he said to them, Hare Mukdoshim Lashamayim, that the squash that you took are hegdesh and you can't use it. So the buyers came before judgment before Rav Kana. So Rav Kana said to them, "Ein odom magdish davar shein shaloi." A person cannot consecrate something that doesn't belong to him. And since you already raised the squash in order to acquire them, so then you had already merit to them, they belong to you, like the loch of Shmuel, and they belong to you, and the seller is not able to be magdish davar. The halacha of Rav Kahane was only said if the price for the squash is set. But if the money was not set, then it remains in the ownership of its the property of the owners. So the those who are buying it, they just took him on the condition to bring them back, because they don't know for sure that they are going to buy them. They're not, they don't know that maybe the owner will want more money than they're willing to give, and therefore the squash belonged to the owners. V'shapir agdish, and then he, it was okay that he consecrated it, and the hegdish does rest on the meat. The Gemara brings a braisa which deals with a similar situation of the din of Shmuel. The Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, we're talking about a religious person, a chaver, who alekeach yerek bin ashuk. He just buys vegetables from the marketplace and from the hands of an ordinary person. The halacha is that one who purchases vegetables needs to give meiser, because the am ha'aretz, the regular person, is suspected that maybe he didn't give meiser. Uveder, And then the chaver, the religious person, picked out the nice piece of the vegetable, and he placed it v'niach, and he placed it on the side, and he hasn't yet decided to purchase it. Afilu kol ayoyim kulei, even if he does so all day long, putting it on the side leikona, he was not koinev in his chayv meiser, and he's not obligated in the meiser. Why? Because when he raised the vegetable, he hadn't had a mind to buy it yet. He just was looking to see if it's nice or not. However, if gomar belibulik noisoy, if he decided in his heart that he's going to purchase it, kono he was koinev, and his chayv is meiser, and he's chayv meiser, just like the halacha of the mai. This means things that we're not sure because it's vegetables of arama oretz. And once he purchased it, so if he wants to lahachziroi, and he wants to give it back and to retract from the deal without giving ma'aser the efshar, he's not able to. Why shekvar nechayv b'ma'aser? Because he is already obligated to ma'aser, and we know that a religious person will not take out from his hand something which is not correct. So for him to give it back without knowing, without ma'aser, he can't do that. And v'la'asrei, and to give it ma'aser and then to give it back to the seller, yesher, he can't do it because wa'ashik for mafchisum bedomim, because he's diminishing from the price, because he's taking away from the vegetables the tenth that he separated from it. So it turns out that he's causing the seller a loss because he's giving him back less than what he took from him, and he's not paying for it. Okay, so how should the chaver, the religious person, how should he conduct himself if he wants to? What should he do if he wants to give it back? Ma'asrei, so he gives it a tenth and he gives the ma'aser to the levy. V'noisen lo idmei ma'aser, and he gives back to the owner. He gives him the money of ma'aser, that the fact that he has diminished from the vegetable, and the rest of the vegetables he gives back as it is. So they want to ask, Otu mishum de gobar beliber liknois, konav in his chayv b'maiser. Do we then say just because he had in his heart to buy, he acquired and is obligated in maiser? But he didn't make any kinyan, because he didn't raise them for the purpose of buying them. And this, the fact that he later on decides in his heart without a kinyan, is not koinav. So why can't he just give it back and to be exempt from the obligation of maiser, because he never purchased in the first place? The Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Hishaya. Rabbi Hishaya said, Hocha b'reishamayim askinan. Talking about a person who's fears of heaven. That since he made up in his mind to purchase it, so he doesn't retract. And therefore, that's sufficient enough to obligate him in the Meiser, as if he made a complete kinyan, a complete acquisition. Like, for example, you're going to Psafra. Like Psafra. That once he made up his mind, he did not retract, because the Kayim Benafshe, he fulfilled by himself the verse of in Tehillim Tezvav Beis V'Doiver Emes Bilvavah. He speaks truth in his heart. At the time that Rav Safra was reading the Shema, a person came and told him, sell me this object for such and such. Rav Safra didn't respond. So the person saw that Rav Safra is not responding, because he wants more money for the object. So he suggested, and he raised the price to buy it for a lot more money. After Rav Safra finished the Shema, he told the person that he should take the object for the smaller amount that he suggested in the beginning. Because he had already decided in his house to pay, in his heart, to pay him for the smaller sum, he didn't want to retract from what he has decided in his heart. Mishnah. Next Mishnah. The Torah is written in Vayikra Yutes Lamed Vav. Torah says, Moiznei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifas Tzedek, Vihin Tzedek Yilachem. The Torah is instructed to be very careful in making all types of measurements and weights, because if they will not be accurate, so it will turn out that the purchaser will pays for a full measure, and he receives a lacking, a missing measure. And also measures that were originally made properly, but as you use them, they become blemished. And the Mishnah here is dealing with what are the obligations that it's upon the owners to prevent this. Hasitoin. Sitoin is a wholesaler. It's a business person who buys large quantities and sells them to small businesses. Mikaneach midoisof. He has to clean his measures, those measures that he measures liquids from, he has to wipe them down from what pasted itself or has congealed to them, to wipe it down. Echad l'shloshim yom, once in 30 days. Because of the liquids that is connected to the walls of the vessels. The balabais, on the other hand, an owner that sells less than the wholesaler, and there is less mashke in his kelim, less drinks, he can clean it off. Echad l'shneim osur chodesh. Only once is enough, once in 12 months. Rav Shimon Gamliel says chiluf hadvorim, that is the opposite way around, the other way around. That the halacha is just the opposite from what the Tanna Kamma says. That the wholesaler, since he sells all the time and he uses his vessels all the time, so those liquids do not have enough time to congeal and to connect itself to the vessels. And therefore, it's sufficient for him to clean it out only once in 12 months. On the other hand, a balabais who only sells occasionally, not all the time, so after every measuring, there's a little bit left over of the liquid that is pastes itself, connects itself to the vessel, and therefore he needs to clean it out every 30 days. Chenvani. A chenvani is a small business person who sells to many people small quantities. Mekaneach midoiso pamayim b'shabbos. He has to clean his measures twice in 1 week. Because since he's preoccupied with his buyers, so the Chachamim did not require him to empty out the vessels that he measures into the vessels of the purchaser totally. And because of this, there's a lot of the leftover of the liquid in his vessels, and therefore he has to clean them out twice in a week. The Mishnah brings now additional halachas which are applicable to a storekeeper. Umamcha, and he has to wipe down the fats and the dirt from mishkiloisov, from his weights. That is what he weighs, liquid or meat, pamachas b'shabbos, once in a week. Because if the dirt remains pasted to the weights, then it's going to weigh more. Umekaneach, and he has to wipe down the moiznayim, the scale themselves in which he places the meat, the moist meat, akol mishkol mishkol, for every weight and weight, because since these moiznayim, they have a place that things collect over there, they have a base kibble, place where it holds, so then the moist meat, the moisture, the liquid that's on the meat, that pastes itself and it makes the side heavier. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "Mamedvar mamurim." When is these words said that there is an obligation to clean the measures and the weights? Belach, if you are weighing or you're measuring a moist, because if you don't clean it down, then that congeals on the vessel and the measure changes. But in a dry matter, you don't have to clean at all because nothing pastes itself on.